Right. Matters arising. First, well, as a usual agenda, we will ask Kitech office to provide a progress report of the Kitech development for members' information, and this is tabled in paper number 5. So I would like to ask Mrs. Soray Lee to highlight any key progress since the last meeting.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Shall I refer all of you to Annex B? On Annex B, we have highlighted all the projects that are scheduled to be completed by 2013, and all projects here are progressing on schedule. For the public rental housing development, the Kaiting Estate, which is on the northern site, it will be completed by March next year, and population intake will be in May next year. And for the southern site, it will be completed by two phases. One will be completed by Q3 and the other one by Q4. We anticipated population intake around August 2013. And for the cruise terminal, CEDD has already completed the first berth and handed over to EMSD and RHSD, and they are doing the other necessary E&M's works. And we anticipated the cruise terminal can be commissioned by the middle of next year. And for the runway park phase 1, the contract has already commenced in August this year, and a portion of it will be completed by middle of next year to tie in with the commissioning of the cruise terminal. And other projects will be completed by around middle of next year to match the same program. And one more project is about the bioremediation work at the Kitech Approach Channel and the Kuntong Typhoon Shelter. Works commenced last year in July, and all the sediment dredging work has already completed. And we are now doing the bioremediation work, and we anticipated it will be substantially completed by 2013. And for the amendment to the OEZP, we have already got the amendment approved in September this year. For the environmentally friendly linkage system, which we had presented at the last meeting, we have completed our first stage public engagement exercise in October, and we are now analyzing all the comments received, and we plan to proceed with our stage 2 public engagement exercise around early to middle next year. And for the TI Tower, i.e. the Trade and Industry Tower, the construction commenced early this year, and it will be substantially completed by end of 2014. For the Kuntong Waterfront Stage 2 Promenade, the design has already completed, and we anticipated construction will start early next year for completion by the end of 2014. And that's my presentation. Thanks.
Thank you, Soray. See, this is an update for members' information, so I'd like to see whether there are comments from members. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, Chairman, just a few issues. With the new administration, I hope that the Kitech office can explain to us at a next occasion whether the housing and the residential on Kitech will actually make use of the district cooling system in the future. So far, it's been excluded from the district cooling system, which I think was not a very good decision. And I think that, you know, especially the cooling water is there, it's the incremental cost is low. And now I can come by Kitech and I see housing estates with individual units for aircon. And I'm sure that those individual units will be filled with aircon units very soon when people move in. And then and the Kitech district cooling titanium pipe will be running right below that building. So I know that the housing authority was not very keen because they had all kind of excuses because basically you wanted to fast track this development. But I think that if Kitech is going to be green, then we should use the district cooling system and we should rethink the approach if we can, as we are into rethinking approaches in this new administration. The second point I'd like to raise is the use of common trenches. In Hong Kong, we always dig up the road every time again for every separate utility. I hope that the Kaitek office can come up with a common trenches system so that it can be shared by the utilities. They can rent space in the trench. Singapore does it. Hong Kong doesn't do it because of we think it's a liability issue. One contractor finishes up the job and then reinstates the ground, and then the contract is over, and then the next one can go in. So the liability is very separate. But that's a lazy approach to the issue, of course. But you know, Kaitek, we have an open space to work with. So if you can use common trenches. And my third question is on the EKO-Kaitek relationship. You know, why do we have two offices, and why are we not integrating EKO and Kaitek tightly as one organization in approach in terms of design and planning and so on as one organization, and why do we run with two? Whether those questions can be answered today, Chairman, I mean, I just leave them with the team, and they could be answered in the future, or they could be answered
sure.
today.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Other question, comment? Yes, Nick.
Chairman, I think it would just be interesting to hear the progress of the bioremediation work. Last time we visited Kaitek, I think the initial reports were quite positive, and it would be interesting to know how that is progressing. This is the bioremediation of the the Nullah.
So you are, yeah.
And the other thing that I think it would be useful just to see, presumably it should be this task force, the report was that the design of the Kwun Tong waterfront phase 2 is complete.
Mm-hmm.
I know we participated in workshops and contributed our thoughts, but I don't think I've seen a final design, and I'm not sure whether the task force has either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Nick. Other questions? So if not, I would like Sarai to give an initial response for question that you can answer.
Okay. Regarding Paul's question on DCS system, whether it can be used also cover the domestic users, I will refer you your request to EMSD to request a reply for you. The other one is common trenches, and I think common trenches during the planning stage has already debated for quite some time, and eventually it wasn't adopted. Mainly because we consider common utility enclosures, they have limitations. Because within Kaitek, there are lots of gravity drainage, which required a very deep length below the ground level. And it is not common, or it is very expensive to install common trenches at such a deep level. And also, using common utility does not preclude future open excavation, because if you have to incorporate some branches, then you still have to open up the footpath to install the branches. And as you have already mentioned, there are legality, security, safety, insurance, accessibility, etc. These issues that have to be sorted out among various parties. So at the end of the day, we have chosen not to adopt common utilities within Kaitek. And you may not like this answer, but. Okay, and for the relationship between EKEO and KTO, we have already moved into the implementation stage, so we concentrate more, KTO concentrate more on the coordination and implementation of projects within Kaitek. And for EKEO, they have a more, they cover all the area, including the Kowloon Bay, Kwun Tong, and Kaitek, and they look for the policy issues, and they look for overall, design within the whole CBD areas. For example, they are more interested on how to make the area more vibrant. So they have more interest on, waterfront vibrancy design, and in their presentation later, they will have some slides on the design of the Kwun Tong Promenade Stage 2. So, Nick, you may have a look at it.
Hmm.
And for the bioremediation work, actually, we do not have a very smooth start for the bioremediation work, but we are catching up. And we see that we can still catch up the program by substantially completed by around middle to late next year.
Okay, thank you. Well, all question answered. Paul?
Just a quick response, Chairman. I express my grave and deep concern about the fact that we have avoided these common trenches, the fact that we don't want to align them with the sewage system. That's fair enough that you run them separate from the sewage system. Mm-hmm. The sewage system is too deep. You run your utilities, like your cabling and so on, you run them in a separate trench from the sewage, which is a very normal decision. And I think that this committee, I invite you, Chairman, to at least ask government to rethink this, because you know, we're doing this state-of-the-art Kai-Tag green. Mm-hmm. We've made so many promises, and then we're going to do the traditional old-fashioned everybody jackhammers the street themselves. I mean, it is just simply stupid. Mm. And it's lazy, and it's like avoidance of cost and avoidance of trying to resolve something that appears difficult. I think this is a lazy government that we cannot accept, and this committee cannot accept. We cannot deliver Kai-Tag to the community, and then everybody comes in and jackhammers the street themselves. I think that's an inappropriate approach. So I hope you could share that frustration with me. On the EKO and Kai-Tag management, I'm actually very glad how you expressed it, that you know, EKO is very much focused on the design issue, making the area vibrant, looking at the small detail. And from our harbourfront experience, that's exactly what's missing everywhere when CDD is doing the job. As the engineers, you know, you're doing great work in doing the big things, but when it comes to the fine detail and really that little urban design detail, that's what we're missing. So it would be fantastic to take that EKO experience and add that on to the engineers, and we have a great team. So to me, to push that further along would be a great way of moving forward. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I think on the common trenches issue, I would suggest we keep this in the, well, record what you've said in the minutes, and we'll I would see this is a rather generic issue that, well, the government has to think about further than Kai-Tag. And okay, yes, well, this is matter arising, you know, so I'm not expecting a long discussion on this agenda, so I have already closed my round of making comment. Sorry.